It appeared that we had a vehicle approaching headquarters. Slim, no doubt. Perhaps he'd forgotten something. Or maybe he was coming back to play another silly, childish prank on me. Yes, of course. That fits Slim's pattern. If a joke works once, do it again and again until you run it into the ground. Huh. Well, he could play his pranks on someone else. Me? I'd been to school on pranks, and I wasn't about to. All at once, Drover came running up. He had a worried look. Hank, there's a pickup coming. Should we park it up the drive? I greeted him with a glare. Drover, I'm well aware that a pickup is coming. I'm also well aware that it's probably Slim. I recognize the rattles of his pickup. I'll be darned. It didn't look like Slim's pickup to me. Did you trouble yourself to take a closer look? Why don't you go check the tires for secret encoding fluid? Well, that seems like a lot of trouble. I see. You're too lazy and shiftless to check it out. And now you expect me to run up to the road and do your work for you. Is that what you're saying? He looked up at the clouds. Well, I wouldn't have put it that way. See, I've been kind of busy.
Doing what?
Oh, and by the way, I noticed that you vanished about 3 hours ago. Oh, yeah. Boy, what a scare. See, this pickup drove up to headquarters and a monster jumped out, a terrible monster, and he tried to eat me, so I thought I'd better hide in the machine shed.
Our eyes met. Drover, I was there. I saw the so-called monster. It was Slim, wearing a gorilla mask. He was playing childish games.
Oh, heck. He sure fooled me.
Exactly my point. He fooled you, Drover. So now you've come to bother me with...
By then, my ears had shifted into the higher alert position, and they were picking up some odd sounds.
Drover, this new vehicle doesn't sound exactly like Slim's pickup.
Yeah, it has a different set of squeaks.
I glared at the runt. Are you explaining this case, or am I?
Well, I was about to say, before you butted into my lecture, I was about to say that this new vehicle has a different set of squeaks. I'll be darned.
Which leaves open the possibility. I began pacing, as I often do when my mind is racing at a high rate of speed.
Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but we must consider the possibility that this vehicle is not Slim's pickup.
That's what I said. I think that's what I said.
Different squeaks mean a different pickup, Drover. Don't you get it? Slim doesn't drive a different pickup. He drives one that's always the same. Holy smokes, we may have blown the case wide open.
I stopped pacing and whirled around. Do you see where this is leading?
Well, not really. No.
I cut my eyes from side to side and dropped my voice to a whisper. The saddle thief, Drover. Remember what Slim said about the saddle thief? This could be him. Everyone is gone, Drover, and we are now the ranch's only line of defense. Are you ready for some serious combat?
His eyes crossed. What's under the shed?
What? Oh, the shed. A secret passageway to some island, but that has nothing to do with this case. Are you ready for some serious... In a flash, he was gone. Before my very eyes, he zipped under the shed.
Drover, come out this very instant, and that is a direct order.
I heard his voice.
Hank, there's a bird dog in here.
That's Jake, but he's already gone to Maddock Blaster, and so it couldn't possibly be him.
I think I'll go with him. This old leg just went out. It's killing me.
Drover, come out here. We have a very important mission.
Oh, my leg!